Hey, this is exciting morning. Thanks everybody for joining us. Today, Cascade Hoops Talk formally announces the Cascade Hoops Talk Crossroads Cascade Classic. This event initially is slated as a two-year agreement hosted by Grace College in November 2022 and Oregon Tech in November of 2023. The Classic includes four top-tier schools from two of the most competitive leagues in NAIA basketball. Representing the Crossroads League will be the Grace College Lancers out of Winona Lake, Indiana. Also, the Bethel Pilots out of Mishawaka, Indiana. And representing the Cascade Collegiate Conference will be the Bushnell University Beacons out of Eugene, Oregon, and the Oregon Tech Hustling Owls out of Klamath Falls, Oregon. I'm really excited. This is going to be the premier NAI men's basketball preseason tournament. The four programs have combined for 52 NAI tournament appearances, 86 national tournament wins, 43 conference championships, and 6 NAI national championships. We'll be focusing on the conferences and the four programs involved in this tournament over the next few days. And today we'll begin with the Cascade Conference Commissioner as well as the Crossroads. So we have here Rob Cashel, the Commissioner of the Cascade Collegiate Conference, along with Larry DeSempler, Commissioner of the Crossroads League. And if I call it the Crossroads Conference, please correct me. I've made that mistake so many times. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
I have to admit, I've been a kid waiting for Christmas, waiting to announce this tournament. Two power conferences separated by the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains going to square off in a huge preseason power matchup. But let's get to the important stuff first. There's a rumor out there that you guys are making a little bet on this. Rob, is this true? Are you going to go out to Marion and let Larry cut your hair? I mean, what's this all about?
that'd be a short trip because I don't have much hair to cut anymore. But yeah, you know, this is great. First of all, thank you for being the shepherd of all of this and getting this going. We're really excited. And yeah, Larry and I we've put a little wager on this and you know, there's some great things in both of our areas of the country, but we're pretty confident that the Cascade Conference will come out victorious. But if not, we're going to send some wonderful Pacific Northwest huckleberries Larry's way. But our hope is that he'll never have to taste them out there, but he'll have to come out this way to get them.
Oh, well, what say you, Larry?
I certainly appreciate that, and I would certainly also say thanks for having us on. Rob and I share, I think we share the same barber, so that's a quick trip for both of us as age continues to fight us. But yeah, you know, I spoke with a couple of our folks in Indiana and said, you know, what are we really known for? And I think it was Chad Briscoe, our AD at Grace, who said, you could tell Cashel, we're only about basketball, so good luck with anything else. So huckleberries, sugar pie, whatever you got, he said, we're just going to bring the orange ball and the orange rim, and we're going to try to go at it. So we're looking forward to it. It's really such a great opportunity. It's rare, right, for our teams because of the geographical distance for them to compete, unless it's been on the national scale. So to get a preseason, pre-conference game, in a couple of games of this magnitude on the schedule is pretty special.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Larry, let's start with the Crossroads League. I mean, it's one of the most historic leagues in NAI basketball, just filled with perennial powers. You know, talk about this opportunity for the Cascade Hoops Crossroads Cascade Classic. What does it mean to your league? What's the significance?
Well, just like we mentioned earlier, the opportunity to play really competitive games that are not the traditional norm that we would see. So many times our teams are playing the local other conferences around us, whether for us that be the Wolverine Hoosier or the Chicagoland or maybe River States. This really gives us an opportunity to branch out. And your first part of the question was just how good our league is. I've only been the commissioner here for 4 years, and prior to that I coached collegiately at the Division I level in basketball, and I know full well I was never scheduling, even in a preseason or an exhibition game, a game against a Crossroads League team. I would play a lot of other people before I was willing to take on that challenge. And so I know how good our conference is, and I've gotten a chance. Obviously, I was out watching Spring Arbor compete against Oregon Tech in the national championship game a few years ago, and just know what a great job your coaches do out there. And in spite of their commissioner, they still continue to do great things with their basketball program. If this was a commissioner versus commissioner, I'm pretty sure I would go to the post to play against Rob. But that's just right. We share the same hairdresser, but I think I got him if I get to get down in the low block for sure.
You know, Rob, that actually is a great lead in. You know, the history with the Cascade Conference is a bit different than the Crossroads. The Cascade Conference is becoming known more and more as a power basketball conference, but that's relatively recent. Can you talk about what this tournament means to the Cascade Conference?
Well, you bet. And you know, as Larry mentioned, I think playing on the national stage against the best is really somewhat unique from a standpoint of preseason. All of our schools, you know, we're small for the most part, limited budgets, limited ability to travel, that kind of stuff. So as Larry mentioned, you know, we spend a lot of time traveling down and playing preseason against the CalPAC, GSAC. We might get over to the Frontier a little bit. We've even gotten to a point where a couple of our teams will play non-conference games against each other, because as good as some of our teams are, it's tough to get people to come and play because they don't want a loss on the record necessarily. Some of our schools are geographically tough to get to, you know, all of those things are really hard. I think what makes this even that much more unique and that much more special is the change in the format nationally, and the fact that we've gone from not only will our automatic qualifiers make it to the tournament, but there's selection committees now, and at-larges will be judged on by selection committees. And when you can get out and see other leagues and get and play against the best in the country, that's only going to help your cause as selection committees will look at your body of work and being able to get raters in other parts of the country to see your team. So we're excited about that opportunity. I think the combination of the new kind of way that you might qualify through at-large and selection committees and just the ability to play the top teams in the country is going to really be a benefit for all of us.
You know, Rob, that's a great point. I actually wanted to touch on that. You know, as I talk to people, and I talk to people about NAIA basketball all the time, anybody who works with me gets sick of hearing about it. But most people in the basketball world don't realize it's eight scholarship ball. It's hyper-competitive. If you're not recruiting out of the all-state ranks, I mean, you're just not going to compete. You're not going to be in the top half of your conference. And I think people are a bit surprised at the talent level. And so an opportunity to get these games on more of a national level and a national feel, I think, is really critical for the NAI.
Oh, 100%. And you know, you mentioned that, you know, basketball becoming more and more of a focus point in our league. You know, take Oregon Tech as an example, and I'm sure our listeners, everyone, anybody who follows NAIA basketball has heard the name Danny Miles. And Danny Miles at Oregon Tech, Justin Parnell played for him, who's coaching now at Oregon Tech. And, you know, Danny won four national titles while at Oregon Tech and over 1,000 games winning in 45 years at one institution, which is unheard of in these days. But, you know, between Oregon Tech and College of Idaho has been very strong nationally, historically, and in the last several years. Lewis Clark State is now in our league. They were in the Frontier for a number of years, and they've moved over to our league and are full members. Northwest University, John Van Dyke had his team on the national stage. Eastern Oregon's been there when Ryan Looney was coaching and Isaac Williams. So, yeah, it's a strong league. And to go up against the Crossroads, which is, you know, as we all know, is one of the strongest, if not the strongest league in the NAIA, it's really special.
Rob touched on some of the coaches. You know, Larry, the two coaches, the four teams we have are Grace College out of Winona Lake, led by Scott Moore, a very historic program, the Bethel Pilots up there in Mishawaka, Steve Draben, he has a whole history to him, of himself. And then on the Cascade side, we have Oregon Tech, led by Justin Parnell, and then Bushnell prior was a Northwest Christian with Eddie Alexander at the helm. So these are all pretty competitive guys. You know, Larry, can you speak just a moment about Steve Draben and Scott Moore? Are there two more competitive coaches you've ever met?
Well, if you saw them as players, you certainly would anticipate that that competitive level that they both shared as players certainly transfers into their coaching. And as Rob was mentioning earlier too, the history of our schools and these schools in particular, you know, with Grace being, Grace had Jim Kessler, I think, for 42 years. Mm-hmm. I'll date that a little bit. I sat in front of Jim Kessler as a 19-year-old transfer and was considering coming to Grace College because of him. And then even a few years later, I was a 23-year-old head coach at Concordia College in Ann Arbor. And I went to Bethel University to watch Mike Lightfoot's practices. Mm-hmm. For 2 days and spent the night with Mike. And at that time, his boys were little, you know, they were just infants running around that house. And the history and tradition and the enormous shadows that those two gentlemen, you know, cast are really impressive over the history of those two schools. And then obviously, of course, our league. And it's really those two young men have come in here and done an amazing job. Both of them, they were terrific players in their own right. Obviously, Scott was here at Grace, and so he's got a lot of history and tradition. Steve, you know, was a terrific player at Belmont and, you know, has had a terrific career. And I ran across him a couple of times. My end of my time coaching, he was at Lipscomb and would see him on occasion out on the road when we were recruiting. So it's great to see these guys coming back in and really – like the one thing all of us former assistant coaches would say is, boy, you never want to take over for a giant. You know, you want to come in when the program's low, not when it's high. And these two young men have not only exceeded expectations, they're blazing their own trail and doing a tremendous job at it. It's fun to watch. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Rob, it's a little bit of the same story at the Cascade. I mean, we talked a little bit about Justin and Danny, but Justin defied all odds. Following Danny Miles, probably one of the greatest NAI basketball coaches in history.
Oh yeah. I mean, as Larry just mentioned, and it's kind of, you know, in our profession and everything, you never want to follow the guy, right? You want to follow the guy who followed the because typically that first person out, it's hard to reach those expectations. But Justin has just done a fantastic job and man, talk about competitive, as a player, as a coach and those, you know, not always does a great player translate to a great coach. But in Justin's case, I think that, we will see him for a number of years on the national stage and he's doing a great job down there.
And then Rob, down in Eugene, we have Bushnell, formerly Northwest Christian, led by Eddie Alexander, and Eddie is really building a powerhouse down there.
Yeah, Eddie's done a great job, and you know, a little of the story on there, following really a very successful coach, Luke Jackson, who played at Oregon, played in the NBA, coached Northwest Christian for a number of years, and then ended up getting into the private sector, and Eddie Alexander took on after that. And, you know, very different personalities. Obviously, Luke, almost celebrity status out here in Oregon, and Eddie more of just, you know, the grinder and X and O guy, but is doing a wonderful job at what is now Bushnell. They changed their university name and recruits extremely well, and guys play very, very hard for Eddie, and yeah, they're really building something special there in Eugene, and you know, again, to get our teams, in particular some of our smaller schools, to be able to play on this national stage is only going to help us.
Eddie following Luke was, Luke wasn't at Northwest Christian as long as obviously Danny was at Oregon Tech, but that was a tough follow because Luke is extremely popular, especially there in the Eugene area. And Eddie's really done a good job of coming in there and putting his own mark on that program.
Yeah, he really has very different personalities, obviously. But doing a great job there for the Beacons.
Yeah, I told Scott and Steve, I said, I know you haven't heard as much about Bushnell as some of these other schools, but I'm telling you what, Eddie's guys are going to come out there and they're going to get it. They're going to play hard. That you can be guaranteed. Both of you lead really successful conferences. You know, Larry, I'd like you to talk about, obviously the Crossroads League is really known for basketball, but you know, it's a heck of a league across the board. You know, can you just talk about the Crossroads League?
Well, it's an easy league to talk about because I'm really fortunate to work with some amazing presidents. I work with amazing athletic directors, especially here this past year and a half where we have really had to dive in together to be able to try to successfully complete our seasons. And I think last year, and we all know geographically, our league was in a pretty good spot. Indiana and Ohio were pretty good as far as how to handle COVID. We were able to complete all of our championship seasons, fall, winter, and spring, which we were really thankful for. But it took a whole lot of time and effort. And because of the cooperation and the smooth communication between our ADs, as well as that up to our presidents, made it an amazing deal. And you know, I'll miss, and I won't do us justice if I start talking about the success of all of our sports because we have so many really, really good programs. Right off the bat, right, it comes to mind that in the preseason, right, our cross country team, we got the number one and number two ranked teams in the country mm-hmm. for cross country, men and women, respectively. You know, it's those kinds of things are just remarkable, and especially when you see the manner in which we do them. And again, I'm a strong person of faith. It's really important to us. It's a big reason why I was fortunate to be a part of this league. It makes it a big difference because what we do outside of the sport is so much more impactful than what we do inside of it. But the sport becomes the vehicle in which we get a chance to impact not only our own student athletes, but then maybe even the world beyond when we go out. So it's so much more than the sport itself. Mm-hmm. It's competitive college sports. So I wouldn't try to fool you to think that everything's hunky-dory and kumbaya every day, but it is an amazing opportunity to work with people that are so like-minded and have such a bigger vision than just simply the sport alone. And again, we're prideful, right? We've got that sin. We want to win. We want to go, whether you come out to Indiana or we go out your way, they're still going to be out there to try to win the games. But we're really I'm really fortunate to be able to be a part of this leadership. And again, if everybody had my 10 ADs and my 10 presidents, you'd go, wow, that's a great way to get to work every day. And I just told my own children, I said, when you get to work with people you like and work for people you like, it almost doesn't matter what your job is because those two components are going to really have a huge factor in your day-to-day happiness and joy that you find in your profession. And I've been really fortunate with that. And that's what makes a Crossroads League special.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. You know, Rob, to talk about the Cascade Conference, you know, I have a big Oregon Tech guy. Everybody in the world knows that. But I have a really soft spot for the Cascade Conference because as a young guy, I saw leagues come and go, Evergreen Conference, all these different alliances would fall apart and nothing really held together. And Howard Morris, who is a very close family friend, we just lost him a few years back, was really instrumental in getting the Cascade Conference off the ground. And now look at it. I mean, can you just talk about what that conference has become out of just kind of whole cloth?
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned Howard. What a unbelievable gentleman Howard Morris was. When I became the AD at Eastern Oregon University had a chance to sit and work with Howard, that was a true blessing and a gift because he was tough. Don't let anybody fool you. Howard Morris was a tough guy, but he was also very compassionate. He thought long and hard before he spoke. And when he did speak, he listened. And what a great guy. That was a tremendous loss. But you're right. You know, he took what was very tumultuous times in the Pacific Northwest and held a group of schools together. And you know, we've managed to hopefully honor that legacy and not only keep our schools together, but we've grown. And that whole philosophy, and as Larry mentioned, you know, talking about good presidents that you get to work with and ADs and stuff, you know, our philosophy has been, has always been that we're going to try to control our destiny as much as possible and not sit back and allow things to happen to us, but we're going to take control. And we've tried to do that to the best of our ability. We've grown, we've lost schools along the way, but we've been intentional about our growth. We're at 12 full-time members right now. We have 11 associate members that play in various sports with us. Some associate members in men's and women's soccer, softball. We took on men's and women's wrestling and have built what I think is one of the better leagues in the country. So we've just tried to be very intentional, and a credit to that, to our presidents of allowing kind of a vision and a mission to move forward and trust that we're gonna get this done. And you know, not every school is an Oregon Tech, and not every school is a Southern Oregon from standpoint of resources or facilities, et cetera. But what we felt is we've tried to identify institutions that are up and coming, that fit the NAIA profile. And our philosophy has been, hey, let's try to help grow them rather than expect a school to be an Oregon Tech right out of the gate. And I know when I was at Eastern Oregon, we were nowhere near where we needed to be. And thankfully, we had a league that was willing to work with us and help us grow. So that's been our philosophy around growth, is that we're gonna partner and arm in arm, and we're gonna work this together. And we know that our institutions are all at different places financially and staffing and all of that, but in order to have the NAIA viable and have the Cascade Conference viable, you know, we can't sit atop in an ivory tower and think, well, we're not gonna work with you, we're not gonna work with somebody else, and we're gonna try to figure out how to be successful and sustainable to the best of our ability.
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you for that. I think that, you know, Northwest Christian, now Bushnell, is a great example of that. I mean, they moved over to NAIA basketball. They really struggled for a few years, and now they're in every conversation when you talk about preseason basketball, preseason polling. So that's a good example of that.
Yeah, very good example. You know, when Northwest Christian at the time came in, I think they entered the league around 2005, 2006, somewhere in there. And you know, yeah, they were. That's a great example of a school that didn't have everything figured out coming in. But President Womack, Corey Anderson, their AD, Sarah Freeman, assistant AD, they've really worked hard and have done a great job in growing. And you know, it's funny to hear Larry talk about this. I think Larry and I share probably a very similar approach. Is it doesn't feel like work when you get to do what we get to do. There certainly are days that are challenging, but I've been so fortunate for over 30 years to be in college athletics that I don't really feel like I've ever really had a job. I've just had a calling and a vocation, and it's been awesome.
Larry, I want to let you know I've really come to respect you talked about your conference and the quality of people. I've really come to respect not only the quality of basketball, but I've met quite a number of players and coaches in that league, and I've really grown, come to respect them. In fact, this year we're going to kick off Cascade Hoops basketball season out in Indiana. We've already planned the trip. We're going to be at Grace for their cancer tournament. West Virginia Tech's going to be there as well. Huntington's coming down to that tournament, and then we're going to head up, meet the players at Indiana Wesleyan, see them take on IU Southeast, and then we're going to head up to Mishawaka, and Bethel's going to take on Lincoln. So I'm really excited about getting out to Indiana at the start of the season, making a swing through there and get to know some of these coaches and players that I've just talked to on the phone.
Yeah, so a really outstanding group of people. And, you know, I am really impressed by these young men, and I say young, I guess they're not probably that young, but to transition to the roles that they're in is really pretty exceptional to watch. With my heart being probably, or at least I shouldn't say my heart, but for sure my experience being in basketball, and I feel like I'm always trying to swim for the surface when I'm around guys like Rob Cashel, because he's such a great administrator and does such a phenomenal job with our group, the CCA, the Commissioners Association. Thankful for his leadership, what he does. I feel so many times woefully inadequate in the administrative side of things, but at the core, I'm a coach, and I just have great value of what coaches can do to impact our youth. And watching these young men and women of all of our coaches who are taking on this task of being great in what they do and impacting these young men and women in such a significant way, it's humbling. At times I'm awestruck. I've seen our league in one of the most, or some of the most competitive championship games, and the losing team be the first one to want to get to the center of the field or the center of the court to pray with those other young ladies or men. And that's just, it's just really a moving, and I sit there many times. Those are the times I probably take the most pictures and tweet the most, because it's one of the most important aspects, I think, of what we do at the Crossroads League. And I'm glad we're going to have great visitors and great guests and great competitive action going on. And just step on any one of our campuses and you almost feel exactly the same way. You'll go, wow, they do it really good. I mean, those guys are really good. And then you go to the next one and go, geez, they do it really well. How are they doing this? And it's very, very impressive. And I'm thankful just to be a part of it.
Well, guys, I really want to thank you for taking the time this morning, helping us make this big announcement. It's going to be you guys' support is going to be so important. I think this is going to be this is going to be the premier tournament in 2022 and 2023 in NAI preseason. And thank you so much for both of your support.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks for having us, and just really appreciate the highlighting of our two leagues.
Yeah, I would certainly join Rob in saying that. Although Rob Cashel might not be a giant in stature, he is certainly a giant in the world we both get to work in, and I'm thankful for his leadership. Yeah, we really are excited about it, looking forward to it, and look forward to everyone come on into Indiana. I'm sure you'll be treated extremely well, except maybe on the court. Maybe that part will be not as pleasant, but I'm sure that'll work itself out nonetheless.
Okay, thank you, guys.